Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wawa Spot!
Hello there, welcome to Wawa Spot Kids Podcast. Long time no see. This is Lisa Chang talking from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Today we want to continue to talk about the story of Alice in Wonderland. We're going to recite a chapter about a caterpillar talking to Alice, and Alice got very confused, and all Alice wanted was to control her size. She really was very, very tired of becoming big and becoming small again. So, let's see. Are you ready? Let's go. The caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for some time in silence. At last, the caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice. What is a hookah? A hookah is like a smoking pipe, okay? So the caterpillar said, "Who are you?" This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied rather shyly, I hardly know, sir. Just at present, at least I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have been changed several times since then.
What do you mean by that? Said the caterpillar sternly. Explain yourself.
I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir, said Alice, because I'm not myself, you see.
I don't see, said the caterpillar.
I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly, Alice replied very politely, for I can't understand it myself to begin with. And being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing.
It isn't, said the caterpillar.
Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet. When you have to turn into a chrysalis, you will someday, you know, and then after that into a butterfly. I should think you feel it a little queer, won't you?
Not a bit, said the caterpillar.
Well, perhaps your feelings may be different, said Alice. All I know is it should feel very queer to me.
You, said the caterpillar contemptuously, who are you?
Which brought them back again to the beginning of the conversation. Alice felt a little irritated at the caterpillars making such very short remarks, and she drew herself up and said very gravely, I think you ought to tell me who you are first.
Why? Said the caterpillar.
Here was another puzzling question, and as Alice could not think of any good reason, and as the caterpillar seemed to be in a very unpleasant state of mind, she turned away.
Come back, said the caterpillar, called after her. I have something important to say.
This sounded promising, certainly. Alice turned and came back again.
Keep your temper, said the caterpillar.
Is that all? Said Alice, swallowing down her anger as well as she could.
No, said the caterpillar.
Alice thought she might as well wait, as she had nothing else to do, and perhaps after all, it might tell her something worth hearing. For some minutes, it puffed away without speaking, but at last it unfolded its arms, took the hookah out of its mouth again and said,
So, you think you are changed, do you?
I'm afraid I am, sir, said Alice. I can't remember things as I used to, and I don't keep the same size for 10 minutes together.
Can't remember what things? Said the caterpillar.
Well, I've tried to say, how does the little busy bee? But it all came different, Alice replied in a very melancholy voice.
Repeat, you are old, Father William, said the caterpillar.
Alice folded her hands and began. You are old, Father William,
the young man said, and your hair has become very white, and yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right?
In my youth, Father William replied to his son, I fear it might injure the brain, but now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why, I do it again and again.
You are old, said the youth, as I mentioned before, and have grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you turn a back somersault in at the door. Pray, what is the reason for that?
In my youth, said the sage, as he shook his gray locks, I kept all my limbs very supple by the use of this ointment, 1 shilling the box.
You are old, said the youth, and your jaws are too weak for anything tougher than sweat. Yet you finished the goose with the bones and the beak. Pray, how did you manage to do it?
In my youth, said his father, I took to the law and argued each case with my wife. And the muscular strength which it gave my jaw has lasted the rest of my life.
You are old, said the youth. One would hardly suppose that your eyes was as steady as ever, yet you balance an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?
I have answered 3 questions, and that is enough, said his father. Don't give yourself airs.
Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff? Be off, or I'll kick you downstairs.
That is not said right, said the caterpillar.
Not quite right, I'm afraid, said Alice timidly. Some of the words I have got altered.
It is wrong from beginning to end, said the caterpillar decidedly, and there was silence for some minutes. The caterpillar was the first to speak.
What size do you want to be? It asked.
Oh, I'm not particular as to size, Alice hastily replied. Only one doesn't like changing so often, you know.
I don't know,
said the caterpillar.
Alice said nothing. She had never been so much contradicted in her life before, and she felt that she was losing her temper.
Are you content now? Said the caterpillar.
Well, I should like to be a little larger, sir, if you wouldn't mind, said Alice. 3 inches is such a wretched height to be.
It is very good height indeed, said the caterpillar angrily, rearing itself upright as it spoke.
It was exactly 3 inches high.
But I'm not used to it, pleaded poor Alice in a piteous tone, and she thought to herself, I wish the creatures wouldn't be so easily offended.
You'll get used to it in time, said the caterpillar, and it put the hookah into its mouth and began smoking again.
This time Alice waited patiently until it chose to speak again. In a minute or two, the caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and yawned once or twice and shook itself. Then it got down off the mushroom and crawled away in the grass, merely remarking as it went,
one side will make you grow taller, and the other side will make you grow shorter.
One side of what? The other side of what? Thought Alice to herself.
Of the mushroom, said the caterpillar,
just as if she had asked it aloud, and in another moment it was out of sight.
Okay, so that was a conversation between the caterpillar, who was very, very lazy, and talking very, very slowly, and from time to time, who needed to smoke on his hookah.
And Alice, who was very anxious to know how she could actually control her height. Okay, there were a few words, in my words, talking about. One is chrysalis. Chrysalis is the form between a caterpillar and a butterfly or a moth in the transformation of an insect's growth. And another word that is worth learning is contemptuously, which means showing lack of respect, disdain. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. What will happen after Alice finally knew that it was the mushroom that she should look into to try to find a solution to control her height? So stay with us for our next episode. See you later.
Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot!